I've been affiliated with it. That's how I love you, all of you. And, well, that's good. I hope you do. And as usual, we have a wonderful program coming up. I don't know exactly what's on it. I don't even know who's first. but that's all right. I hope you bought out all the tapes and the... I know you bought out all the T-shirts. They sold out, but if you needed a T-shirt, you were told that they'd put one on order for you. And we hope that you bought all the records and tapes of the various performers. I don't know which program or which night I have thought was best. You know, we innovate. We do little new innovations all the time. And this year, we decided we'd have a headliner for each program. And if you weren't here Friday night to hear Jim Belew and Gamble Rogers, who was the headliner, you missed a treat. How many of you were here Friday night? Let me hear. Oh, boy. Didn't we have fun? I don't believe I've heard Gamble 100 times or more, I'm sure. Followed him around. And I believe that he was the best I've ever heard Friday night. And then last night, wasn't it thrilling to have Le Cavarel from Miami? Weren't they beautiful people? Just gorgeous. And we have a treat for you tonight. Our headliners are Murph and Red Henry, who are good old Florida crackers. They live next door to me in Hawthorne. And, next town over. I don't live in Hawthorne. But they now have moved off to Virginia, but we thought it was only fitting to bring them back. And so they're going to be our surprise for you tonight. And in the meantime, the staff has done a wonderful thing for me. They've given me wonderful assistance, and my prettiest assistance is Jeannie Fitchin back there. Jeannie, what's first on the program tonight? Crosby Waters. Oh!
The Newfangled String Man.
And the Newfangled String Man. Who's Cloggers?
Cross Creek.
Oh, Cross Creek. Oh, isn't that nice? Well, they the Cross Creek Cloggers from Gainesville, and we are proud of them. Are they ready? And again, we want to laud our sound team. Let's give them a great big hand.
Can you talk a few minutes more? They lost a pair of shoes.
Oh, my goodness. They really work hard. They come on Thursday, and they stay right with their equipment. They sleep in a little pup tent out back and eat on the run, bless their hearts. But we do appreciate, I don't know what it costs. I expect it costs us an arm and a leg to have them, but it's worth it. But the crafts have been fun, haven't they? And I'm sure that you have enjoyed the maritime group up there. Did you get some mullet and crab? Oh, they did cook some good victuals up there. My. See, I'm having to talk because somebody's lost his shoes back there, if you can imagine such a thing. So, let me see. You want to come thank some people? We have to remember to thank everybody.
I think we should mention that the Folklife staff, sort of the unsung heroes of the weekend, because during the Folk Festival, they are out there involved in the Folk Festival, and they're not up here. What you see up here, you see the performers, people who are here to entertain you, but you don't actually see the people who work all year on this program, getting it ready, doing the research, whatever, everything that is necessary in order to pull off this tremendous festival. And by the way, the Florida Folk Festival is one of the largest and the longest running in the United States. And it's very easy to see why it is the largest. There is so much going on all weekend long, and it couldn't possibly happen without the cooperation of so many people. And in particular, there are a lot of volunteers who are also unsung heroes. They do lots of different things, from cleaning toilets, believe it or not, in the campgrounds, sweeping, picking up trash, running sound equipment at various stages, doing recording at various stages. And hopefully tonight they might be able to relax a little bit. How many of you out there are volunteers? If you're out there, please stand up and let us give you an applause, because you deserve all the hard work. Come on, don't be shy. If you're a volunteer, stand up.
And we want to thank the people who come. They are a special group of people.
Cousin Thelma says we should thank the people who come. That's exactly right, because without the people who actually come to enjoy this, there would be no festival. And we really do appreciate your enthusiasm and your support. It's really important.
And they are special kinds of people. They are gentle people. And one thing we want to laud you for, with as many people as we've had in the park from Friday until here it is Sunday night, you take care not to litter. We found very, very little litter scattered around. You take care, and we thank you for that.
We're going to bring the band out. While they're still looking for the lost shoe, we're going to bring out the newfangled string band, and they're going to play for you for a while. So let's welcome them, the newfangled string band.
That's come up here so far, I believe, with the bass has been made out of sheet metal rather than wood.
Well, let's see what a sheet metal bass sounds like. Ready for Tater Patch? All right, we're going to
start one out here with a tune called Tater Patch.
Ready?
Famous Cross Creek Foggers.
What are we going to play for them? We're going to do a tune for them called Late for the Dance. And we'll dedicate this one to Susie tonight.
We had to learn 3 new extra tunes because Susie forgot her taps. Now the whole world knows.
She made it back in time. Okay, Late for the Dance.
Tune now for you. It's called Stay All Night, Stay a Little Longer.
Ready? Here we go. The key is
tune we're going to play, we're going to bring out the Cloggers. It's a tune called Boatman Dance.
Bring out the worst of the Cloggers.
We're going to bring out the
Well, the best is over here. I got to bring out the worst in the choir.
Okay, Boatman. Ready? Here we go.
Cloggers rest. As the years go by, they rest longer and longer. We're going to give them a few minutes. What are you going to play next? We're going to do a tune called Georgia Railroad.
All right, y'all ready? Remember, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Now you've seen a couple routines, we'd like to bring the cloggers on to do some individual freestyling for you. We call this a green grass line in honor of the green grass cloggers out of Asheville, North Carolina, who are kind of our idols in the clogging world. So,
what you playing, Jay?
Great big, big fat cloggers.
Jay is playing big fat cloggers in Sandyland.
Great big taters in Sandyland.
It's called Great Big Taters in Sandyland.
Ready? Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.